This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, who should the Pirates draft? Got a strong opinion about this because I've heard throughout the week some arguments about, you know, I hear the pitcher only starts one out of five games every week, or, you know, one starts one game in every five. So a starting pitcher is not making an impact very much or very often is the argument. Got to worry about arm problems and injuries and the big Tommy John surgery. So, you know, there's that. And I'm not fully with the arguments that are made to go against Skeens. I think Paul Skeens has proven that he has stamina, velocity that can help the Pirates. And there's a reason why guys like Clayton Kershaw and Justin Verlander were able to win MVPs along with their Cy Youngs when they did. Verlander was the American League MVP in 2011, Kershaw in 2014, because of the fact that you're getting them to pitch one every five games. Like one in every five games of your season, if that pitcher's on the mound, you're getting a win. You're guaranteeing one out of every 5 days to get a win with an elite pitcher. When you have the hitter, I'm not saying that all hitters are going to play poorly, but the game is designed for the hitters to fail. So if I have a draft board, if it's me, and I have an elite pitcher who can give me a win every fifth day, or I have the position player who can only get a hit or two at most game to game, because again, the baseball is designed for the hitters to fail. If it wasn't, the game would virtually never end. The hitters are at a disadvantage. So you've got this generationally talented pitcher who can get me a win every fifth day and make an impact regularly throughout a week and is good enough to work hitters and get them out consistently through one game and pitch 7 to 9 innings. Or you give me a hitter who is already, by the nature of the game, expected to fail more often than not every game. I take the pitcher in that case. Like, Skeens is different from what I've seen. He is a different brand of pitcher. He's got more stamina. He throws it with high velocity. He's different than just the average 92, 93 fastball for a pitcher who might struggle with command. I mean, Skeens has command. Skeens has accuracy with his pitches. And Skeens throws with a high velocity and has an unholy amount of stamina. I think having that every fifth day can be more valuable to your organization, especially when you pair him into a rotation that features perhaps a renovated Roansy Contreras soon enough, an all-star in Mitch Keller. Right now you have three reliable starters, so now three out of every five games, you've got a good shot to win. And I get the starting pitchers aren't guaranteed to win every game. They're going to have their losses, but you've got a fewer chance of seeing those elite starting pitchers fail consistently than you do having the hitters fail. Because, again, the hitters in baseball are designed to fail. Give me the pitcher who can mow hitters down regularly and pair him, insert him into a rotation that features some other elite pitchers, and you're going to be a tough team to beat. Because, again, that's three out of every 5 days. Three out of every five games now that you're going to have strong pitching and the advantage to win games. Now, I'm not even going to mention the high schooler that has been thrown around in mock drafts. I've taken the Crowley approach of no research. Not going to do it. I don't think that a high schooler would benefit this team, especially when you have two players. Again, if it's not a high school player and they draft Cruz, I'm fine with that. I think Skeens would be the best option. But I think that they're thinking too hard about this decision if they overanalyze and try to go with a high school player who might not be ready in a few years. I mean, Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, as a first overall pick from two players who have played in college, you're more likely to see them sooner and have them develop faster and make an impact on your team sooner than you are drafting a high school player. So I don't like entertaining that idea, and I hope that they don't. I don't think it would benefit the Pirates to draft a guy out of high school when there are two guys who are on the board who have played college ball, just won the College World Series. One guy's got incredible stamina. The other guy's been compared to Bryce Harper as an outfielder. Just doesn't make much sense to me. Again, I err, though, on the side of pitcher. But anything but a high schooler. I would understand if they weren't drafting one overall, but nobody picks before them. So don't overthink this decision. You can't lose with either guy. I say pitcher, but that's okay if they don't. Just not a high schooler. They got nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with him. I'm sure he'll have a great career developing methodically for some other team. There's no reason to insult him and his talents. But for the Pirates' sake, while they have the first overall pick, while they have the luxury of picking before any other team, take one of the guys who's developed through college. Either one of them. Dylan Cruz or Paul Skeens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.